Perek Yudalet. V'hinei, right up at the top, take it from the start. V'hinei midas habeinani hu midas kol adam. This attribute, this level of beinani that we're referring to, is attainable by anyone. And as we will soon see, this is in contrast to the tzaddik that the Baal Tanya is going to maintain his position as he has throughout and will continue, that tzaddikim are a special class of neshamas, and although one in action could be a tzaddik, but as far as the essential explanation of the tzaddik, those are predetermined, pre-designed neshamas, and don't have any expectations of becoming one. So as he further elaborates on that here, but really focusing much more on the Beinim. Therefore, v'achreya kol adam yimshech, due to the fact that everybody can become a Beinini, therefore we should all become Beininis. Shekol adam yachol yis Beinini b'chol eis b'chol shah. Going back to what we discussed a few weeks ago, that Beinini is not a one-time deal that you become a Beinini and necessarily remain a Beinini, even though he used that language there saying that the Beinini never did an Aveira and never will do an Aveira. As the commentaries on the Tanya point out, that means that at that moment he would never have considered doing or would do an Aveira. And so too, as he's saying here, therefore we could all be Beininim at any time. Why can't we be Tzadikim? See, he explains, Ki a Beinini einemoyes birah. The Beinini is not a person who is revolted or disgusted by evil. Hold on a second there. So, he explains as follows. This inyan of being moyes bira, of being revolted, of being disgusted by evil, is davar amasa l'leiv. This is something which is an emotional quality. It's given over to the heart, to use his exact language. Therefore, v'lei kol yitim shavos, nobody is equal as far as all times go. Elasur meira v'asei toiv. What is in our hands? Meaning we can't create an emotional reality that all of a sudden we wake up one morning, you know, today I'm really going to be disgusted by evil. It's just not something, it's not a choice we can make. What choice can we make? We can make the choice to be sur meira, to stay away from evil things, ve'asei tov, and to do good things. Now, this is not only in the realm of physical action, but it's, as we're going to explain, da'ainu b'poyul mamish, this means in the outcome, in the carrying out of that which we are in control of, namely, b'maisa, dibur, u'machshava, we can control that which we act, we can control what we say, we can even control what we think about. Shebohem habchira v'yecholis v'harishus nisuna l'chol adam, because in these three realms of action, speech, and thought, we have choice and control. Lasois ulidaber v'lachshoiv, to act, to speak, and to think, gam mashu neged taivas liboy, even that which is completely the opposite of our desires. Not only that, which is in contrast to what our desires is, vehepecha mamish, we can think, speak, and act that which is the total opposite of what our desires are. So now he elaborates on this. Ki gam b'shor shalev chaymedu mis'avei z'tai v'gashmias. Because even at a time that our heart is inflamed with a physical desire, v'heter oyvei z'chas v'shalom. He says, I don't care if we're talking about a permissible desire, or God forbid, a forbidden desire. Nonetheless, yochal li'izgaber, a person has the ability to overcome. And what's more, not only to overcome temporarily, but la'asiach da'etim imenu legamrei, a person has the ability to completely move their mind onto a different topic totally. Now, here he gives an Eitzah. And this Eitzah is an Eitzah which is quoted by numerous Sifri Chassidus in the next generation across the board as being the Baal HaTanya's Eitzah, his solution, one of the most practical solutions in overcoming a temporary desire to do wrong. And here's his logic. And again, as we'll soon, this is one of many solutions to temporarily overcome a desire. Ba'amar l'libay, because a person should say to themselves, "Enani roitzali es rasha afilu shachas." I really have no interest in being labeled a evil person, even for one moment. Why not? What's so bad about that? Why don't we want to be called a rasha? Because I do not want to be severed from the one God in any which way. Now that's a very harsh thing to say. Are you going to say that if somebody has an evil thought that they're severed from HaKadosh Baruch Hu? That's a terrible thing to say about a Jew. Says the Baal Tanya, I didn't say it. The Pasuk says it. That one's avoinos, our sins, are barriers between us and HaKadosh Baruch Hu. The opposite is true. Rather, my true desire is to cleave to HaKadosh Baruch Hu, both on the level of spirit and my neshama. How does a Jew cleave to HaKadosh Baruch Hu? We cleave to HaKadosh Baruch Hu through robing ourselves, by being malbish ourselves, in the three levushim, shehem, achshava, dibur, maisa. They are the three forms of connection, of action mitzvahs, of thought mitzvahs, of speech mitzvahs, v'toyroseu mitzvahsav. Where do we get the concept of dveikus from? So here again, this is going to become a theme in Tanya. And that is me'ahavim misuteres, because each of us has an inherent, intrinsic, inborn love of HaKadosh Baruch Hu, even if we don't feel it. Shebelivi la'Hashem, k'may belev klolis Yisrael, as the nation klol Yisrael has. Shenikra ha'vishamecha, we are called the nation who love HaKadosh Baruch Hu. Now we're continuing with the Eitzah. V'afilu kal shebekalim, even the most lightweight Jew, even the most simple Jew will give their life in Mesiris Nefesh, literally to give their life for Kiddush Hashem. And I certainly would never convert to a different religion. Right, I would never sever myself from being part of that group of those who want to cleave to HaKadosh Baruch Hu. So what's going on here? If that's the case, why am I considering doing an Avera? Ella, shenichnas bei ruach shtus. What's going on? Is that the person is overcome by temporary insanity. What is that temporary insanity?
My last one.
Well, temporary has different time spans. V'nid meloi sheba'avera zu, because what the imagination does, and this is the creativity of the Yetzer Hara, is the Yetzer Hara convinces the person, how can you possibly compare the Jew who's giving his life because he doesn't want to bow down to the Buddha, how can you compare that to a person who is eating something of a questionable source? Come on. One of them is Avodah Zarah. This is just eating treif. That idea is ruach shtus. That is insanity. Meaning, the conviction, the rationalization of saying, that's severance, and this isn't, that's ruach shtus. V'nidmolai, look how he says it in his own words. V'nidmolai, the person imagines. Sheba'avei rezu, I don't know if you do so. What do you mean? I'm still very Jewish. Vein nishma se muvdeles melia Yisrael, and my nishma is not severed from God. Vigam shecheach avosei l'Hashem amesuteres b'libai, and at that moment, the second form of insanity is that the person temporarily forgets the natural love of HaKadosh Baruch Hu. Comes the person and says, therefore, aval ani, but I, and any rights of the yeshaita. We don't mind being wicked, but never call a Jew stupid. I'm not going to be a shaita kamayu lichbara emes. The guy's got to say to himself, a person who's temporarily interested in Avera has to be able to say, a Russia maybe, stupid I'm not. No Jew wants to be stupid. And the recognition of the truth, that this is nothing but a foolish rationalization, that the person comes up with a concocted, imaginative difference between a severance which is permanent and a severance which is only kacha kacha, he says that's a bunch of baloney. So that is one of the eitzes he gives in overcoming a temporary yetzer hara, is to be truthful and to recognize that only a shaita comes up with a rationalization to say that there are better averis and there are worse averis, and if a person would come up with the following logic, the Bnei Sosa, I couldn't find it now, but the Bnei Sosa quotes this somewhere, and he says that a person should actually conjure up the image of a Jew who's going to his death for Mesiras Nefesh, for Avodah Zarah, and say to himself, would I not do the same? If I was presented with that situation, I would do the same thing. No, so if I would even give my life not to violate HaKadosh Baruch Hu's word, doesn't it make much more sense that I can overcome this temporary desire for whatever it is you fill in the blank if the result is the same? Meaning, the severance of my neshama from HaKadosh Baruch Hu. So, we need to utilize these chachmas in order to overcome our yetzer hara. Continues the Baal Tanya, Masha'en kimadavar amosah l'leiv. But when it comes to something which has got to be emotionally true, dainu she'era amos mamish b'leiv. Meaning, the tzaddik is called upon that he should be revolted and disgusted by evil. V'sanri b'tach l'sina, and he's got to hate it with the ultimate hatred. Or, as he discussed earlier, the tzaddik v'ralai, he hates it, but it's not the ultimate revolting. That is not a realistic expectation for a person who's a benini. We're not going to hate evil. It's just not going to happen. That only happens commensurate with the level of the love of Hashem. So when a person is totally engulfed and inflamed in the love of HaKadosh Baruch Hu, then he hates evil. But if the person's not on that level of love, he's not going to be on that level of sina.
Like we said by the Beinoni, that the Beinoni can have moments to like their tefillah where there's high elevation. So can there be moments where there's sina?
Yeah, or? Probably at the same time. B'pkenes ahave b'tanugim. You want to know what love means? Love for HaKadosh Baruch Hu means that which the Zohar refers to as ahava b'tanugim, a person who lives in the delight, the love of pleasure. To live in this world, me'ein olam haba, as if he was living in the world to come. About this level, the Gemara refers to it, and they refer to this type of person. It's funny, this is a very creative interpretation of the Gemara, where he calls it Olam Chatira B'chayecha. This is a person, the Gemara refers to it as a person who's actually living out his Olam Haba in this world. So he's usurping his Olam Haba even in this world. He's having such a good time here that he's gnashing from his Chelek and Olam Haba. The way the Baal Tanya is using the Gemara here is saying is that this person is living on that level of pleasure. Because we know that Olam Haba is Tzadikim Yoyitzvim and Hanviziv HaShechina, that the righteous are sitting and basking in the love of the Shechina. So this person is living in this world as if he was in Olam Haba, meaning this is a person who's living in this physical world, but he is so enjoying being Jewish that it is just like he's a Ben Olam Haba. He's living in the world to come. So that's how.
This is for the tzaddik.
Yeah, this is referring to the tzaddik. But the ain't kol adam zeichel is that they say he ain't talking to us. These are storybooks. Kizeu kein kibul schar. This is similar to reward. See, he points out a whole other thing here. He says, I want you to understand even more, even deeper. Not only is this the level of tzaddikim, but it's not even something that tzaddik attained for themselves. It was a gift. This level of love, this level of enjoyment, is a gift that they receive from HaKadosh Baruch Hu, like I write elsewhere. He says, now we go back to answer one of the questions at the opening of the Sefer, which was Eve's challenge to HaKadosh Baruch Hu, which was, Hashem, you created tzaddikim. What do you mean you created tzaddikim? You got to become a tzaddik. This isn't something that's printed on the birth certificate. Says about Tanya, yes it is. You created tzaddikim. He says, and I'm not making this up, this is a beferish tikkun hazeh, shiyash b'neshama es Yisrael kam b'min ha-madregas u'b'chines, that even on the neshama level of Jews, there are different levels of neshamas, there's A quality, B quality, and so on. As the language of the Zohar is there, there's Chasidim, there are Giborim, there are righteous, pious people, there are mighty people. Hamiz Gabrim al Yitzram, that's not referring to people who are boxers or wrestlers, this is referring to people who are mighty in overcoming their Yetzer. Mare Torah, there are people who are masters of Torah Nevi'im, and one of the words the Zohar mentions there are Tzadikim. There are people who have neshamas of tzaddikim. And we know from all the Sipurim of all the greats of the tzaddikim who talked about that they were able to bring down a neshama of a tzaddik, and all that kind of neat stuff that we have no idea what they're talking about. But we know that there were people who looked at babies and said, this is the neshama of a tzaddik. Well, then they knew. So then you just got to watch out not to distort it, not to kill it, to allow the tzaddik to grow up as a tzaddik. Alright, so with this concept, we now go on to some more Eitzah Dikah things. So Eitzah number one that we gleaned from chapter 14 here is to use a very practical Eitzah. It's interesting that in Tzedl Kotten, the Rebbe Melech writes a similar Eitzah, and that is the utilization of the imagery of a person throwing themselves into a fire for Hashem's sake. Here he's using it very specifically as a method of overcoming. And that is, I know that if I was presented in this situation where I would be challenged with Avodah Zarah, that I would give my life. And by the way, due to the fact that, you know, in his time, it was still a practical issue. There were still goyim who were forcing Jews to convert. In our time, we may need to use something like a murder, right? Most of us would rather go to our deaths than to kill another Jew. And so there are other eitzes. Why would we do that? Because we know that it's immoral, that the Rebbeinu Shlom doesn't let us do it. So if I could overcome that, I certainly can overcome, you know, eating ice cream with a triangle K, right? So, you know, it's whatever the particular challenge would be. Ubeze Yuvan. Next paragraph. Ubeze Yuvan Kefaloshain. With this, we relate to another Shaila. And he didn't even ask this question, actually, in Perek Aleph. There he quoted the Gemara, that the Gemara says that the Neshama is forced to take an oath, Mashbi'an Oisai, Tehi Tzadik, you should be a Tzadik, Valti Rasha, and not wicked. So every good Litvak would say, this is a superfluous language. Obviously, I'm going to be a tzaddik. I'm not going to be a Russian. Right? So, why do you need a double shvua? See, he answers this question now. De l'chayra tamua. L'chayra, one would wonder. Kimach ha-shamash bin oiseti tzaddik. Since we're making him take an oath that he should be a tzaddik. Lama tzrichim l'ashbi oyoid shle yerosha. Why take the second oath, or the second component of the oath, not to be wicked? El mishum. So now we're going to answer the question. Shein kol adam zeichel is tzaddik, because most people are never going to be tzaddikim. Hear these words, we don't have free choice to become tzaddikim. Now again, he's not talking about a tzaddik in conduct. Obviously we have the ability to be a tzaddik in conduct. He's talking about a essential tzaddik, meaning a person who will be revolted by evil. Okay? We don't have that level of bechira. To come to that level of pleasure, and that we should really be sickened by evil, that's not in our hands. Therefore, there's the second half of the oath. If you can't fulfill the first half, at least don't be Russia. Now, that's totally unfair, because ultimately, we did take the first half of the oath. How did he help us here? He's saying, at least if you can't do the first half of the oath, do the second half. Well, but I said the first half of the oath too. So he explains, Shebezeh mishpat habchira, at least we have the total free choice, v'arishus nesunah l'chol adam, and permission is granted to every human being, lim shebiruch tavosai, to overcome his temptation, shabalibai, v'lich b'shitzra, and to overcome his evil inclination, shli yirosha for the shoachas, kol yamav, that the person will not be, in actuality, a wicked person for even one moment all of his life, whether we're talking about a person who needs to overcome evil, or we're talking about a person who is in the realm of doing good. Vein toiv l'toira, pushing again, he is so furious in this. And Taiv means the study of Torah. Dainatam Torah Shekeneged Kulam. This refers to the ability that we have at every spare moment to study Torah. I was in the airport yesterday. 2 days ago. Whenever. And there was a Bentor Yeshiva Bocher sitting and reading a novel. And this was, I had this in my mind. And it bothered me. It's a Chil Hashem Barabim. What's the heter for a Jew to sit with a novel? Sit with a secular novel. It's Bittul Talmud Torah. There's no heter for it. Now, is there a place for it? Yeah, it's usually in the bathroom. Or at a time that a person can't learn. But otherwise, you know, it needs to be with a cheshbon.
And
I hope not. The LaGuardia Airport does give you that kind of impression. Ach!
What about
Asay Tov? Saying
Tov
Ela Tov? Tov, meaning here he's talking about even on the level of Asay Tov, Tov meaning Talmud Torah, that the person that never violated missing a moment in which he could have learned Torah.
Pirkei Avos, it quotes, I think Hashem is saying, V'atam Yisrael Kulam Tzadikim, something to that effect. So what's
V'amech Kulam Tzadikim.
So if all of Yisrael are Tzadikim,
again, that's the conduct tzaddik. So there are two types of tzaddikim as he's going through here. There's the conduct tzaddik, and there's the essential tzaddik. Here he's talking about the essential tzaddik, to be moyes bira. That's the banner of the tzaddik. Now, to answer the alikasha, though, what about the fact that we did take an oath to be a tzaddik? Ach afal pikein. He says, even though we cannot become tzaddikim, each of us needs to establish times, gamkein, loshis etzais binavshoi, to provide time and advice and wisdom to our souls, liyas mois bira, to bring ourselves to be revolted by evil, kigoin batzas chachmenuzal, like Chazal, in their interest of telling us and getting us to sober up about given desires, explain to us as follows. One of the most common desires that people struggle with is their attraction to forbidden sexual relations. So Chazal say to us, Isha Hamas Malei Atzoya, that a forbidden woman should be seen by us as a object full of refuse. And the way the Mepharshim explain that is that's what ends up happening basically with whatever contribution the male makes and gives to the female. It ends up becoming nothing more than something which goes to a terrible form of waste, right? The other Mefarshim, when quoting this concept, say that if a person struggles with food, they can conjure up the very same image. Like, where is this going to be in 6 hours from now? That I'm paying $150 for this piece of meat. Right? What is it going to look like 6 hours from now? Well, that kind of could be an appetite killer. Right? So, you know, the diet industry should kind of adopt this method. Yeah. Ukai Gavna, and he says, Ukai Gavna, that same methodology needs to be utilized at other times. So too, all other forms, many forms of delight end up being looking just like that. So too, the pleasures of the temporary pleasures of this world, a wise person sees the outcome, that ultimately today's iPad is going to be tomorrow's garbage heap. Rima va'ashpa, it's going to ultimately be worms and garbage. But ve'ahepich, conversely, for those of us who are inclined to sometimes think positive things, lisaneg, to take pleasure, v'lismayach b'Hashem, conversely, we can conjure up positive images of joy and pleasure, real joy and pleasure, ideas b'ayinus b'gdulis ein soif baruch hu, by contemplating the greatness of HaKadosh Baruch Hu, kifi yichalta, each person according to his ability. You're going to say we're living in a world of deception because we're never going to come to the true madrega of a tzaddik who delights in every mitzvah opportunity, right? We have the images of the Baditch of Arov on the first day of Sukkah, Sukkot, who couldn't, his desire for the Esrog, to shake Esrog, was so intense that he put his hand through a glass cabinet to get the Esrog because he didn't realize that there was a piece of glass there. And so on. Other tzaddikim who just couldn't wait for the moment to do a mitzvah. Well, we know we're never going to get this. Who are we fooling? Nonetheless, even though we know for certain, that we're never going to get to this level of enjoyment or this level of revulsion in a true way, we're only going to get there on the level of imagination. Nonetheless, I love it. We got to do ours. I'm not going to become a tzaddik. That's up to God. I got to do what I got to do. This is the same message that the Bali Musar say about Bas Pare, right? She stuck out her arm. I got to do mine. Maybe the wave will push the kid over this way. So too, we need to do what we need to do. Becoming, there's a great Yiddish phrase, which is going to slip my mind right now. Midaf ton nishayf ton. My job is to do, not to accomplish. Why do we need to do this? Lekayim es hashvua, to fulfill the first half of the oath, which is shemashbi enti tzaddik, which is to take an oath that we will be a tzaddik. V'Hashem yasal toivein, and Hashem will do what he needs to do. He wants me to become a tzaddik. I'll wake up tomorrow morning, Rabbi Akiva Eiger. Right? If not, it ain't gonna happen. But that's up to Hashem. It's not up to me. What's more, we got to realize that if we get into the habit of thinking positively about it, the Rabbi Shlaim and Torah mitzvahs, and we get into the habit of thinking that averus are disgusting, nasa tevesheni, it will become second nature. You ever saw this in Lashon Kodesh? Second nature, tevesheni. Mm-hmm. I never realized it was a Lashon Kodesh phrase, tevesheni. And when we get used to saying that things are disgusting, it will become disgusting. And if we put on the front of rejoicing in HaKadosh Baruch Hu, by spending time contemplating the greatness of HaKadosh Baruch Hu, by our actions below, we will create a reaction above. And just maybe, Yara all of Ruach Memorim, just maybe, Hashem will smile upon us from above. V'yizke l'b'chinas ruach mishoyosh ezet tzadik. This is unbelievable. We may, just may, and this is one of the inyanim that the Sifrei Kodesh talk about, and the source is in the Kisvei Ari, that where we think the concept of Gilgal only refers to dead people, the Arizal writes that if we emulate the ways of a tzaddik, even a living tzaddik, that the neshama of that person becomes Megogal in us. Again, I'll find the source of Mitzvah for next week, but he writes that in the concept of Gilgal, it's not only dead people, that if you emulate the ways of a given tzaddik, that this concept will happen, and that the person tis'aber boy, that the neshama of that tzaddik will come into him, lavad Hashem b'simcha mitis, to be able to serve HaKadosh Baruch Hu with a true joy like that tzaddik. Kedichsiv simchu tzaddikim b'Hashem, you tzaddikim rejoice with Hashem, v'tiskayim by be'emes, and by doing so, it will truly be fulfilled in him, hashvua, the oath, shemashbi'en ti tzaddik, the person will be able to fulfill this concept. It's half of a fella. Just unbelievable. The concept that you're saying here, that while the person on a full-time basis won't become a tzaddik, but even a given area, we watch the avodah of a tzaddik, netilas lulav, achilas matzah, whatever it might be, and we want to emulate that person, so at least temporarily we fulfill the mitzvah to tzaddik, because we become that tzaddik, temporarily by emulating that tzaddik. Now take a look at this piece of Mar-Naim. And we're going to go a little bit over time here. So, here you got another copy of the Sefer. Where's the pocket one? Here. You got?
The Mar-Naim.
Here's another Mar-Naim. So, this is really strange, but the daf, the page number, is Shin Lamed Tes. Of course, it's just a coincidence. To be shoylet on oneself is to be able to overcome, right? So the page that we're going to learn is Daf Shin Lamed Tes. You'll see in a moment why. It's just a coincidence, right? V'yavetus Hashem Alekacha, says the Mar-Naim. Again, the Mar-Naim is from Reb Nochum of Chernobyl, was a disciple of the, primarily of the Maggid, but was also by the Baal Shem HaKodesh. And he says as follows. Chazal tell us, on the Pasuk V'yavetus Hashem Alekacha b'chol levavcha, V'doshu Chazal Darshan. What does it mean, B'chol Levavcha? Says the Mishnah, B'shnei Yitzrecha, they were to serve HaKadosh Baruch Hu with both Yitzers, B'yitzah Toiv, or B'yitzah Hara. We should serve Hashem both with the good inclination and with the evil inclination. Love and Eich Eshel Lev Hashem Yisbaruch B'yitzah Hara. So all the Mepharshim say, how are we supposed to love Hashem with the Yitzah Hara? That's usually not the image we have of our Yitzah Hara. He's the guy with the little pitchfork. So we don't usually serve Hashem with him. Avala Inyinu. Here's the concept. Shashem Yisbaruch, Tziva, Le'ahiv, Oysa Yisbaruch, Hashem commanded us to love him. But Ve'ech Eshelev, Dovash Le'inai Demahusa. How are we supposed to love something we don't know what it's about? You can't, we can love food. You can love pleasure. How are you supposed to love somebody, a being, an essence we don't know anything about? The Kain Yatzalanu HaTorah. Therefore, the Torah comes and says, "I'll tell you how." Be Yetzirah, love him using the Yetzirah. Vu. This is fundamental of fundamentals. This is Yiddish, a fundamental. Vu Shashem Yisbarach Bara Ba'olam Mashal. The Rebbeinu Shalom created the world with a parable. Shemimenu nuchal lahav v'nanimshal. The very fact that the Rebbeinu Shalom is so remote, so for that reason he created things which are tangible that we can love, but we should understand that this world is a parable through which we're supposed to understand a nimshal, a lesson. Dainu, that is to say, notice the similarity in language. The Baltani constantly uses dainu. Kol atanugim sheba'olam, all the pleasures of this world. Kamei achila v'shtia u'mishkal, like eating and drinking and intimate relations. Shiyovin, the person is designed to ask the question, Mipnei ma ani oyev oisadovar, why in the world do I love this pleasure? Halei urak ahava nefula ma'ilam ahava. After all, what is it? It is a love which, by definition, must come from a world of higher love. Everything in this world is only of a higher source that was sent down from a higher source of love. Nothing is created here at its source. It all comes from a higher place. Kinizkut etzlenu kama pom, as is explained elsewhere. V'al achas kama v'kama, if that's the case, that love can express itself on such a lowly form, how much more so sheyesh li lev abayda baruch hu, shumikara tenugim? Isn't it obvious how much more so should I love the Rebbeinu Shlom, who is the source of all love? V'zeh she'omer David HaMelech alav ha'shalom, this is what David HaMelech says in Tehillim, v'eilahem limashal, I am going to be for them a parable. Ratzalayma shehem soivrim shani oichiz b'mashal levadoi. People think about me, says David HaMelech, that I only am stuck in the mashal. No, David HaMelech says people think that I get involved in all these forms of pleasure and I'm stuck in the world of the parable. No, I may look like that. It gives you a glimpse into the lives of some great people who look like they live in great luxury and splendor, and they do it to instigate the nimshal. Ah, next paragraph. Yesh yetzahara shemisama einov. Comes the yetzahara and blinds the person's eyes. Bal yir likacha nimshal. The yetzahara comes along, and instead of using the world as it was intended to be a parable, comes the yetzahara and doesn't let the person see it. Rak lecha is b'mashal levadai. The Yetzirah makes us think that the mashal is the end. So what's the solution that we not get stuck in the world of illusion? The solution is to toil in the study of Torah. If this low life attacks you, drag him into the Bismedesh v'chulam. So he says, Olavin, we need to understand this. Gemara, lo mekoyr kan b'shem menuvel davka. Why is it called a low life? And you know, here's the concept. Ki kol hatanugim hem tanugim shivurim ve'enam shleimim. All pleasures in this world are broken. They're not full eternal pleasure. Shem rak levisha, because they're temporary, rakach botel, and moments after we've indulged in them, they're gone. Nimtza hu shavar veina shalom. That's the definition of something which is broken. It's not complete. And as we just learned, up to the top of the page, v'seifam hu davar mos. To make it worse, the end of any one of those pleasures is something rather disgusting. Eating results in some pretty awful stuff. And so too, all other form of physical pleasure. Therefore, if this disgusting thing attacks you, that's why it's called a menuvel, the low life, the disgusting thing. Because you recognize that he's enticing us, lidvar mamusim. He's enticing us to things that are disgusting. So what's the etza? Mashcheil bismedush. Show him what real pleasure is. Ki atoiru tavlin the etzahara, because Torah is the spice for the etzahara. Kamayim brosi etzahara, brosi Torah tavlin. Like Chazal say, I created a etzahara and I created the Torah as its tavlin. V'zem nikra tshuva me'ahava, says the Gemara Naim, an awesome thing. This process of dragging the menuvel into Bismedesh is what's referred to as tshuva out of love. Why? Shemeshiv atzmei mea taivus atzmam, because the person is utilizing the desire itself, le'ev Hashem Yisbarach, to love HaKadosh Baruch Hu. He's utilizing, as he said earlier, to say, after all, where does this pleasure come from? This pleasure's got to come from a higher, deeper place. So it turns out that the pleasure itself that was dragging the person down becomes the very source for the person to be able to contemplate something loftier. Therefore, v'zidai nais, therefore the very sin itself, that the person fell in the past, he stumbled with this aver in the past, but now he's using it as a stepping stone to turn to HaKadosh Baruch Hu. Nasim like Zachias, that itself becomes like a mitzvah. Shemikol Avera Nasim Mitzvahs Ahava. Each Avera becomes the mitzvah of love itself. Shalekeach Mehema Nimshal. Because it becomes the catalyst that allows the person to contemplate, this has got to come from a better, deeper, higher, loftier place. Le'av Hashem Yisburach, to love Hashem. Ulechein nikra Torah tavlin, says the Maharnayim, for this reason, Torah is referred to as the spice. Ki kemoi tavlin shemamtikim oisai atav shel atzmai, just like the tavlin, the spice, sweetens the meat, or whatever it is it's spicing, kach ayidei Torah, so too through the Torah, me'azdenes atzmam nasim zachias. Through Torah, Torah gives the perspective of nimshal, but what is the meat? The meat is the love. The meat, the essence that we're looking for, is the emotion itself that we're drawn to. That's what we need to utilize towards HaKadosh Baruch Hu. Torah is going to give us the ability to do that. So if a person analyzes this, what's the ikar? It's not the Torah. The Torah is the catalyst. Torah is the spice. The main dish is the love. And therefore it's very accurate. Because otherwise all the Mefarshim ask, it's not comparable. You're saying, Torah is the tavlin, right? What was the language? Barosi Yetzara, Barosi Torah Tavlin. I created Yetzara, I created Torah as the tavlin. What do you mean? The main thing is supposed to be Torah. She says, no. The main thing is the Yetzara. The main thing is the love. The main thing is the fear. You can't get there without guiding it in the correct direction. That's what spices do. You can have the meat be sweet, you can have it be spicy. But the essence is the Yetzirah. But what drew my attention to this is this very issue where he uses this same Yetzirah of contemplating the fact that it's Seifa Mudavar Mos, that ultimately left unto itself, every physical pleasure evaporates and results in something disgusting. And therefore he refers to it as a Menoval. And that's the same answer that the Baal Tanya was teaching us here in Perek Yudel.
But there is a way to sublimate those physical pleasures that are permissible.
This is the way. With Torah, we can sublimate it. Because then it becomes a catalyst to raising our attention to something higher. Well, the Maharnayim is built on this Yisoid, really. Much more so than the Tanya is.